Football Wednesday. Cleveland Browns Daily.
4 days away. Miami going down.
Oh, yeah. Nice. So we are going to hear from the head coach of the Cleveland Browns, who spoke with the media today, Rob Chudzinski. Vic Ritchie, Nathan Zagura with you. By the way, want to mention, too, that Brown season is here, and the best fans in the NFL need their gear. Shop the new and improved selection. We should have done that with blurred lines underneath it.
That's right.
Or maybe not. Shop the new and improved selection of apparel and merchandise at the Cleveland Browns Team Shop. Visit the shop at First Energy Stadium, open at 11 a.m. to 5 p.m. 7 days a week, or visit shop.clevelandbrowns.com. And, oh, one other note. I got to add this before we go. So the remote Friday, I'm going to be out there for the PNC Bank, the fun-filled tailgate party at Westlake Friday. And Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford, we're going to broadcast from there. I'm going to be there. Nathan, you'll be here, but
That's
we'll
right.
still be together in one form or another. Felix Wright, former Brown, is going to join me out there. He'll be on the show. He'll be
awesome.
Signing autographs and taking pictures and doing all that good stuff. Okay, Rob Chudzinski. And the story of the day, or at least the last 24 hours, the addition of Billy Cundiff, the signing of Billy Cundiff as the new kicker for the Browns. And Chud was asked how he felt about having Cundiff come aboard.
Well, I'm very comfortable. You know, Billy was a guy that we looked at. Obviously, he had a good workout. He's played and knows the division. He's played here. He's kicked well in the preseason thus far. Outstanding as a kickoff guy, I think, is 60% on his touchback percentage or so, and he's been in a Pro Bowl. So he's a resilient guy who, you know, I have faith. He's on our football team, and I have the utmost trust in him.
So, and what okay, you'll say, well, what else is he going to say? But I think he has reason to feel better about a guy who is that accomplished. Let's think about this, because the story still includes the fact that Brandon Bogutei, a rookie, was brought in here very early on in this offseason with the thought that he was going to be the guy. Big leg on the kickoffs and the thought that this big young leg would be the man. But what he proved was that he wasn't reliable, that he couldn't really mentally adjust. I mean, I saw those conversations taking place on a fairly regular basis out in the practice field, Chris Tabor trying to encourage him to just – to not overthink it, to stroke through, make the kicks, and do it. You know, don't overburden yourself with a lot of thought. And Brandon Bogutei struggled with that. Now Shane Graham seemingly was Mr. Free and Easy, right, and doing his thing. And you thought when he hit those longer kicks that he did in the third game, the 44 and 50 yarders against the Colts, that he had secured something, but the Browns just didn't feel, and by this point in Graham's career, there were enough blemishes for the Browns and other teams to look at him and say, nah, you know, maybe not so much, and feel better about the fact that Cundiff, who has his blemishes too, probably has fewer blemishes in his shorter career than Shane Graham.
Sure, and you know, what I like about it, Billy Cundiff, this is his second go-round with the Browns, and he was asked about, you know, what everybody is thinking, you know, because this is all about Phil Dawson, whoever came in here, in the eyes of the fans, in the eyes of, I'm sure, the listenership of Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford, is all about replacing Phil Dawson, and that was one of the first things that Cundiff was asked about today.
I'm excited. Like, Phil and I go way back, obviously, from my time here in 2009, and he's done a lot of great things in the field. It's a similar situation when I got into Baltimore. Matt Stover had been there forever. And so Steve Hauschka was in there before myself, and then I came in. And I think it's a good thing to come in after a guy who's played at such a high level, because the bar is set really high and you got to bring your game up. And I think around the league, the way things are going anyway, is that expectations continue to rise regardless of what team you're at. You just have to kick at a high level because the skill level continues to increase.
The pressure in that role, we know, is enormous. No matter where you are, you have to deliver. But there is that added thing. Being the kicker for the Browns means knowing those enormous shoes you're filling. And I think if that gets into your head, that's a problem. Now, I don't know. I can't – who the heck knows? You can't get into the head of, say, a Brandon Bogutei or a Shane Graham and know what they were thinking or feeling. But I know that topic was there because it's going to come up all the time. It's unavoidable. And kickers know other kickers. Kickers are students of their own world, and they know, you know, these guys know the legend they're replacing.
And I think he made a very good point that he was the one who replaced Matt Stover in Baltimore. And Matt Stover was very, very, very long tenure there, was money. And that was actually his best year, Billy Cunniff's, 26 of 29 back in 2010, made 90% of his kicks that season. So he's replaced a legend and done well before, which is certainly a good thing. And Cunniff says that he's confident he can kick at a high level.
Well, I've obviously, I feel like from my workout here that I had the other day, I feel like I was hitting the ball really well. I had a great camp in New York. Take that along with the fact that I'm 33. I didn't really specialize in kicking when I was in college. I could play basketball as well. So I feel like I'm finally starting to come into my own as a kicker kind of once I got in my early 30s. So I have no reason not to be confident coming here and feel like everything's coming together and I'll play at a high level.
Yeah, and I think that's really what you want and need to hear from this guy stepping in here is the belief and the trust that he is going to get it done, whether there was a Phil Dawson component to this or not. Now, the other interesting thing, Rob Jedzinski had talked about this, but we're going to hear from Billy Cunniff on it, but Rob was saying that, okay, the tryout yesterday was here. They did all of it here in Berea, and there was enough wind going on, and we could see from where we sit from the studio, the American flag is flying proudly right out front of us, out in the front entrance, and it was flapping around pretty good yesterday. The winds were, and give it a salute. The winds were going pretty well, and you can see the leaves and trees moving. But the wind test, they thought, the Browns decision makers thought, was sufficient. However, they're going to have him have an opportunity to kick at First Energy Stadium to get the whole surface and the dynamics of the wind in there. Down and he was asked about, Cundiff was asked about kicking in First Energy Stadium.
It is unique. Obviously, I've played here when I was with the Ravens, played here late in the season. When I was actually with the Browns, played here early in the season. So I've seen it both ways. You can get a great Midwest fall and get really lucky, or you can get a harsh winter and you're playing and it's really cold and the field is tough to get some traction on. But I think playing here. It brings its own unique set of challenges, but I think also with the young team and you got the teams on the upswing, I think there's a lot of exciting things that are going to happen here in Cleveland.
Listen, as we've said many times on this show, if this team comes down to winning or losing game after game after game with a field goal kicker, that's a problem. Billy Cunniff's a veteran. He's been around the league. He has done it before. He kicked for a Baltimore Ravens team that went to the AFC Championship. So he has been a kicker on a successful team and a successful franchise. So that is the only thing that I think matters at this point. He's been here. I think that's why he's here now. So we will see how he is able to go with that. But listen, at least it's over with. We have a kicker. His name is Billy Cunniff.
Yeah, the conversation is now. I'll take that back. Conversation isn't over. The conversation about the kicking game will be an ongoing one where it wasn't before, just because it's not Dawson, and this guy will be whoever it was, but now it's Billy Cunniff, will be weighed, measured, kick by kick throughout. So that will be continued, but the fact that the position's solidified, yeah, that's a good thing. 216-578-0850, 216-578-0850. 0850. We have Hassan in Euclid on hold now. Hey, Hassan, come join us. What's up?
Guys, I catch a lot of flack from my friends all over the nation. What's going on? And when we talk about kickers and whatnot, that's a loser situation. I don't want
right.
to have to talk about a kicker. I really don't. I want to see, you know what? Our offensive line should be able to do this, or our defensive line should be able to do that. When I looked at that Indianapolis game, I didn't see us get shredded. I saw us not be able to move the ball. Thus, that puts your defense on the field, and we know at this level, no one can stay with another offense for long. You just can't, not when you're on the field too long. So the big question remains is, does Brandon Wheaton step up, or is he Derek Anderson? Is he a great big athlete who can't think on his feet, or is he a guy who can take the next level? And that's the big question mark here.
That's a great point.
And I believe we're going to find out because last year he was not put in a system to maximize his skill set. Now that excuse is taken off the table. He was under center, second most of any starting quarterback in the NFL. That's not what he does. He's a guy who played in the shotgun almost exclusively at Oklahoma State. He wants to throw the football down the field. They didn't do that last year. As we talked about, 28% of the passes, more than 10 yards in the air, bottom three in the NFL. So I think the questions that people have about Brandon Wheaton will be answered by the end of this year. You have a teacher in Norv Turner. You have an offensive system around him. You have talent around him that is conducive to success in this offense. So basically, he needs to deliver at this point.
And we'll hear hear from Brandon Whedon and Rob Chudzinski talking about Brandon. That is coming up on this football. That's right. This football Wednesday. You like how I did that?
That was good.
This football Wednesday.
You're a post-pro notorious. Don't let anybody fool it.
Of Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. And dial us up to 216-578-0850. 216-578-0850. See, I'm punching. That's called punching the number. And then punch the tweet at Browns_daily.
Punch it.
I have to read from a sheet of paper on this stuff, too. Do you think I'd have it committed to memory by now? Well, we got so many things going on.
Exactly. There's a lot going on.
Well, we're glad you're with us, and there is much more ahead. ESPN 850 WKNR. We're safe.